Again, we're up to Perek Dalet. We have a little bit of Targum Pasuk Yud Aleph and Pasuk Yud Beis. This is where we're up to. Let's see the Targum Pasuk Yud Aleph. I'll read the Pasuk again. Pasuk says, Gamim Yishkavu Shnayim V'Cham Lohem. We read that if two people, they sleep together, V'Cham Lohem, it is warm to them. But Ula Echad Eich Yeicham. Targum. So we did the Tzudos and we did the Rashi. And the Targum, Pasuk Yud Aleph says, he just focuses, he adds in a lot, it's a short Targum, Af im, in, domchin train givar, if two people will lie down, train to, who are the two people here? He makes it very clear. Givar the intisei, a man and a woman. Okay, like the second interpretation of Rashi. Rashi first said, if you go back to Rashi, Pasik Yud Aleph, Chamlam Kimashma Oy, Ulinin Zohar, Unikeva Mischamimin, Zemize Umaylidim. Now it would appear from Rashi does not touch the word. If you want to learn that Zohar Unikeva, we're now referring to body heat. We're referring to arousal. Taiva, which is. Molidim, in order that there should be arousal, there should be molidim. So but that's not what he says. The Targum says, he doesn't say this. You see, you take over ish v'isha, and you learn it. The Rashi, the Metzudas didn't even mention ish v'isha. He didn't mention. He just mentioned two people. Targum says man and a woman v'shochein lohoin, and it's warm for them when b'sisva in the winter.
Oh, right.
We're not talking about procreation. We're talking about plain, simple body heat.
Sisva
is the fall? Okay, I don't know. It's a good point. Sisva.
It's cold before.
But it's colder in the winter. I guess you get used to it. By then you get used to it.
No, but yeah, but what... The difference is usually greater between summer and fall
than the fall and the winter. Okay, so it means in the beginning of the fall is when you got to turn up the heat. Okay, you turn on the boiler, you fill up your
boiler. Turn the air conditioner.
Turn off the air conditioner, you put away the air conditioner, the sisva in the fall, ulechad into one person, echdein yishchan, how will he find warmth? Fascinating. Okay, so he right away, very interesting how he selects his interpretation, man, woman, body heat, not discussing arousal for reproduction. This is his interpretation. Now let's go to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk, we'll read the Pasuk again. Gam im yishkevu shnayim v'cham loheh. Pasuk Yud Beis. Another principle, v'im yishkevohu echad hashnayim yamdu negdo. If one person is under attack, then the second person together with the first yamdu negdo will stand against the attacker. V'achut hamishulish loy b'meher yinotek will not quickly be severed. So we learn the mitzudos. It means in the mitzudos. Let's just review very quickly what was the theme of the mitzudos. Just I think very very simple. A person is under attack. If a person under attack, then the person will join forces with his friend and will overpower the aggressor. The Achut HaMeshulosh is the ultimate. Okay. Rashi elaborated. Rashi spoke about robbers. And Rashi then also mentioned the famous Chazal, that Mishu Talmud Chacham Ubenoi Uben Benoi. Then Shuv Ein the Pasekis Mizaroi. We discussed yesterday at length. We discussed the Gemara, three generations, they have to see each other. And it says here, Loi b'mehiri yinotek, which means, it doesn't say, Lo l'oilam yinotek. It could happen that there can be a break, there could be a generation where you're not going to find Talmidei Chachamim. But it means, it's muftach, Torah, machzeres, alachsanya shalom. As we explained yesterday, you see today people come out of the middle of nowhere, unusual hashkocha pratis, people become balei tshuva. What caused them to become a Baal Tshuva? People that never, there are hundreds of people just like them, and they don't become Baal Tshuva, and suddenly these people become Baal Tshuva. You have to say it's a special Ashkocha Pratis. What it says, this Chazal, is that go back a couple of generations, there were three generations, and there's a Haftacha, that the Torah is Machzeres Alachsanya Shalom, Hashem causes Siyat Dishmaya, for people to be inspired to be Chayzer B'Tshuva. Let's see the Targum, Pasuk Yud Beis, he has a whole new elaboration. V'im Yikun Givar Rishi'ah. Whole new interpretation. We're not discussing over here specifically referring to a person who's under attack. We're referring to a Rasha. A Rasha is rising up v'sakifa b'dara. Okay, you have to remember, the Targum in Rashi, Kimashma, means one person is under attack. Ruvain is attacking Shimon. So Shimon is too weak to fight back against Ruvain. But when Levi joins Shimon, then the team of Shimon and Levi will overpower Ruvain. That's what the Mitzuda said. That was pretty clear. But that's not what the Targum says. The Targum says that Ruvain is not attacking Shimon. Ruvain is attacking the whole world. Ruvain is getting up and is showing a rishis. He's a person who's a Rasha, and he is flexing his muscles in the world.
Then it's not necessarily a Jewish Rasha.
Exactly.
Tyrant is an organized resistance. As soon as two people get together, they're organizing the resistance.
Organized resistance, okay. So, the im yikum givar rishia, a wicked man rises up, and what does he do? Taka makes it very clear, v'sakifa bidara. He becomes a power force in the generation. The uvadohi mikalkalin, and his deeds are corrupt. An evil politician. Umistapkin le'esana pur anusa be'olma, and he succeeds in bringing poronis, horrible things
on the world.
So what are we going to do now? We're in a lot of trouble. The world's at risk. So the paragum says. So now the shnayim is koymin treinet tzadikaya. Likivlei, two tzaddikim will oppose him, will stand up to fight back. Umavalin pur anusa bishusoin, and will be mavatal the poranus, the punishment, the gzeiros ra that Hashem is bringing upon the world in the merit of these tzaddikim. In other words, according to the Targum, this is a spiritual war, not like the mitzudos that we're dealing over here with, just a general fight between Reuven and Shimon and Levi, and there's just some scuffle between the three. We're dealing here with a world in the spiritual world. A Rasha is rising up, he's influencing the generation to do evil, and Hashem is angry, and Hashem is bringing Paranus. The two tzaddikim will get up and will be mevatel the gzeiros in their merit.
But it's interesting, you need two tzaddikim.
You need one tzaddik in a chnami. That's a very deep idea.
One tzaddik does not have the
or it's equal, it's 50-50. Zeluma zebar lakim, it's equal, so therefore it's not enough to mevatel the gzeir. You need more tzaddikim to mevatel the gzeir of the Rasha. So today we have two. So today we have two. We have Aaron of Zamalev.
No, but it's okay, it wasn't
so bad. Aaron's not so bad.
If you continue, Shlom Beinehem. They have to be Shalom.
Let's see. Where does it say that? Okay, fine. So let's go further. Yeah, you're right. It's a very good point. Right, well, let's see. And how beautiful it is. This is the same word the Targum Unkelus uses for Leah's eyes. The Targum there says her eyes were beautiful. Beautiful. She had tender eyes. So here it says, "V'kama yo'ayon t'los." How beautiful it is when they're in a generation. There are three tzaddikim, t'los tzaddikaya, the inon bidara in one generation, as you said, u'shalom beinehon.
There's
peace. Okay, that's an amazing statement. And where does it say that in the pasuk? Doesn't say that in the pasuk. V'achut hamishulosh. I guess part of the connotation
it's
braided,
intertwined.
Intertwined. It's an amazing. The Meshadech, why Adarabah? When you're Meshadech, it's reason to fight even more. So it says in this. It says, Kisika demigad law. So when we have Shlom Nehem, it's a kisika, it's like a rope. It's like a rope, demigad law, telos nimin. Okay, three different cords, the law bifilu misnaka, which will not easily be severed.
The way they build bridges is they take steel cords that are intertwined,
yeah,
and they put them next to each other. So you have like that big cable, they're like 40 little strands, which each strand is like a bunch of strands.
But they're not braided.
the braided.
No, they're not. Each one is twisted. The cables themselves are not braided one against the other.
Okay. This is a very nice Jewish. He writes here, Le'aniya Staiti, the Mechaber of this Sefer, Sodosi Bamedino, he comes from Ashur. He hangs out there? He quotes her Ashur pretty often.
I know.
Okay, so he has a beautiful idea. He says, who is the Targum, if you want to illustrate. If you would like to illustrate. If you would like to illustrate the Targum's idea in an event in Tanakh, so before we begin, I forgot to announce, we're going to learn today L'zeicher L'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Michal Miller's mother. Her name is Chaya Bas Michael. And also today, Rabbi Kalish, it's the earth of your grandmother. Her name is Gittel Bas Kleinemis Kalman. Okay, may the Neshamas have an aliyah. Okay, now let's go to the. Then he goes on to say, so he says a beautiful drush. Where do we find an example in Tanakh that illustrates the theme of the Targum, that if there's one Rosh in a generation, two tzaddikim will come and be mevatel the gezerah, and if there's three, ma tov ma noim v'achut ha-mishulush, can anyone try to guess where in Tanakh we have such a story? One another example. What do you mean 10? Okay, there were tents. Okay, tents. I think. Okay. Yes, but. But where do we have exactly 2/3? So he says Haman. Haman was the Rasha who rose up in the generation. Ve'im yiskefo ho'echad Haman hashnayim Mordechai v'Esther. Mordechai v'Esther partnered against him. Yamdu negdoi. The Hachut HaMeshulosh, who was really the third partner? Daniel. Hasoch. Hasoch was really part of the team as well. Loi b'mehera yinotek. This team is very powerful and not very quickly will their power be severed. Very fascinating shtelzu to connect. It's his own idea. He's Lania Staiti. This is not from almost 99% of what he says over here. He takes from every sefer under the sun. Yeah. But this is a very.
How about Moshe Rabbeinu verses on Molech with two?
Yoshua, Moshe and Yoshua and who's and Kalev. Moshe and Yoshua and Nachanami. Okay, Moshe and Yoshua. But who's the two? I guess Moshe and Aaron and Yoshua. Okay, Nachanami. And another example. Okay, let's go to. Okay, now there's another very famous Chazal that on this part, all the Midrashim quote this Chazal. The Chazal says that if a person does a mitzvah, Shomar Adam Atzmoi Min Ha'Avera Pam Rishon. If a person has a nisoyon, okay, he has a temptation to do an Avera, and he miraculously overcomes his temptation, and then he has the same temptation a second time. And he overcomes his temptation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes note, and from there on in, grants him protection, special siyata d'shmaya, that he should never sin. And alachas kamba v'kamba, if he's able to be ben nisayon three times, Hashem will protect him, that he should not come loli day nisayon, v'loli day v'zayon.
Okay. But it works in the opposite direction as well.
And if a person does, not necessarily, if a person does an avera, so he becomes a mitzvah, Kevon Shadam Oyver Aver Vishonaba Nas like a heter. It becomes not worse, it becomes like a mitzvah, the more go to mitzvah, enachanami. Okay, but here we're dealing with a special siyata deshmaya. In a person's own mind it becomes mutter. But is there going to be any divine intervention to help him do the Avera? Definitely not. Hashem is not going to help anyone do an Avera, but Hashem will help a person not to do an Avera. And really it's based upon the Pasuk in Eiv. Hein kol eila yifal kel pa'amim shalosh im gever. All of these Hashem does with a person two or three times. The Pasuk in Eiv basically means the same idea, that the person withholds himself from doing an Avera two or three times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to his rescue and will assist him mikanu laba. But it's also alluded to here in this Pasuk, when the Pasuk here says that the Shnayim, if you the person will go if the Yetzer, because I guess what we're really alluding to over here is ho'echad. I left this out. Is the ho'echad refers to the yetzer hara? The yetzer hara is the ho'echad. He is the one. He is the one that is clever, shrewd, has all the experience in the world. He always has the attempt of yitzkefoy ho'echad to rise up and overpower a person. If a person will oimed in the nesayon shnayim, according to the Medrash, two times, if you'll be able to withhold yourself two times from the temptation to do sin two times, then yamdu negdo, then you'll be able to permanently separate yourself from the echad. And certainly, if you're able to withhold yourself from sin three times, v'chut ha-mishulosh, loy v'mehero yinatek. This is how the Medrash interprets this pasuk. Okay, the number of Midrashim, let me just also just tell you some other ideas.
Okay. Mordechai and Esther, the Medrash says that Achashverosh, once he flipped, was the third of the three.
What do you mean?
Not the meal, but Achashverosh, when he switched sides.
Yeah.
And came up to their side, he became the third.
Oh, he became the third of the three that supported the Gzer, that was Mevatel Haman. But it says in the Medrash? Oh, so I thought he was quoting his own idea. He's saying, okay, Mordechai v'Esther, Hasach. So he's saying it's really a Medrash?
It doesn't say Hasach.
It says Mordechai v'Esther.
Achashverosh
became the third.
When he switched sides,
there he was one that was Mabas. So he was saying he was Chayzer B'Shuva Achashverosh. Okay, very interesting. Okay, now it says over here, we had this idea, Kol Shu Tzadik. It says in the Torah, V'Yisroititzu Habonim B'Kir B'Atom, Rachel was an akara, so it says they were mispalel. I don't remember the
pasuk.
But it says who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to? Hashem ultimately listened to the tefillah of Yitzchak and not Rivka. Tzadik ben Tzadik versus Tzadik ben Rasha. So that's what this, according to the Medrash, that's what this pasuk says. Im yiskefoy ho'echad, if a person is overcome by ho'echad, meaning by a difficult situation, hashnayim. If a person has the zuchus of being shnayim, a tzaddik ben tzaddik, then yamdu negdo will be able to overcome the situation. V'achut ha-mishulosh. Now this is very interesting. If a person has the zuchus of three generations of righteousness. Avraham, well that's a separate of a yimush, that's Torah's machzeres. But forget about the future generations of being machzeres, talk about the zuchus. If you want a person to be mispalel and an ace tzara for a Yeshua, if the person is a person who's already a third generation tzaddik, ooh, such a zuchus. This is v'achut ha-mishulosh loy b'mehera yinosek. What about the rest of us? Hashem created every person. Every person is important. Don't underestimate your power. Okay. Let me just see if there's any. Okay, v'achut ha-mishulosh. Okay, there's another famous chazal. Maybe we quoted this. No, I think we did quote. We did mention it, but I want to repeat it. Kol sheyeshnoi. This is a mishnah in Masechta Kiddushin. You don't have to go to any esoteric source for this. Kol sheyeshnoi b'mikra uv'mishnah uv'derecheretz. A person who is fluent in Tanakh and in Torah she bal peh, which is included in mishnah, and derecheretz, he is an honest member of society, a productive member of society.
Rashi
quoted it. Lo b'meiru hu chayte. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, people, because this is part of the part I'm quoting here from the various midrashim. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a fantastic safe. I never really appreciated the Torah. This is the Torah Tamima, the new Torah Tamima.
By who?
This is no, it's not. This is not by Rabbi Epstein. This is by Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern. I didn't even know that. Wow, look at that, Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern. I never would have guessed that he wrote this. Yechiel Michel Stern is the famous. He must have written at least. I know. I remember the last count was 98 sarm. How do I know? Because last year, I'll tell you my face from him. I'll tell you an incredible story. I mean, whatever you want to make of it. last year, he comes every year, once a year, to America to raise money. I don't know exactly what he does. He has some type of organization, a yeshiva, a moisad in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Talmud Chacham that is off the charts. What a mind he has, what's in his head. And he is the son of, I think, of Aaron Stern. Aaronson was the Mashkiach in the Panovich Yeshiva, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes,
I think his uncle lives here in somewhere in Flatbush. My parents knew the family very well. Okay, but his father was a very holy person. His father was the Mashkiach in Panovich. They wrote biographies. They wrote a few biographies on this person, on his father, of Aaron Stern. There's one mice that I always think about, where he had a Talmud, like a regular average Talmud, and he knew the Talmud was veering off the derech. And I don't remember all the details, but at one point in time, it came out in a conversation that Rav Aaron Stern would fast occasionally, that the zuchus of this fair should go for this Talmud, that he shouldn't go off the derech. You're not dealing over here with a child, a grandchild. We're dealing over here with just someone in the yeshiva that he was concerned about. He took such a concern for a Talmud, he would fast. I mean, mispalo, that this Talmud should be okay. He should not get any ideas to do anything that's... Can you imagine such a Rebbe that goes to such a degree that's willing to fast for Yoschus? Okay, so this is his son. His son is Rav Yechiel Michelstein. His son wrote about 98 Sram. He comes once a year, so he comes to raise money. So I have a friend who invited me to come to his home for... to come greet him. So I told my friend, I'm sorry, I have no money. I can't come give any donations. So he says to me, you don't need to give anything. Just come for a bracha to say hello to him. I'm sure you know about him. Come see him, say a bracha. You don't have to give him a penny. Okay, so fine, I came. And there he was, and he put him into his office. This person is a very wealthy person. He has a very nice house. He put him in his office. So I came for a bracha. So I said to him, I'm familiar with many of your svarim. And in fact, you wrote a sefer, my favorite sefer of yours, a sefer called Nishmas Kol Chai. It's a sefer on animals. He took all the animals in Tanakh.
Shira.
It's not Perek Shira. Perek Shira is not only animals, it's the whole Bria. It's a sefer just on animals. And he took every animal in Chazal, in Tanakh, and he wrote like a chapter on the Nesher, on the Aryeh, on all the different types of birds. Incredible, incredible stuff you've never seen anywhere else. He put this together. So I told him, I love that sefer, and I lost it. I lost it probably around 10 years ago. I don't know where in the world it is. Maybe you have in your possession, I can buy another copy of that sefer.
He told us
that. So he told me, he says, yeah, you talk right, it's one of my best. At that point in time, they had on display in the living room, he just put out Eishes Chayil, two volumes on Noshim in Tanakh and in history.
With pictures?
No pictures. So I said to him, maybe you can, so he says to me, no, it's out of print. It's not Benimsa. You can't get it anymore. All of us are like that. They print it and you'll never see it again. So, okay, fine. I gave him $20. And he gave me a bracha, fine, okay. And then I had another conversation with him. I said something to him. I can't tell you, but it was maybe privately I can tell you what I said to him. There was something else I said to him. I don't know if he got the message. He was very clever in how he responded to me. Okay, I'll tell it to you. If you want to know privately, I'll tell you.
We're all private, right?
What's the difference between a secret and a public announcement? The only difference is a secret is something you tell a person, one person at a time. Something that's not a secret, you announce from the pulpit, from the bima. Maybe you can give him assistance, this person who's coming over here. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Wilner.
Right.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, Rabbi Wilner. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, good to see you. My neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh.
My neighbor. My next door neighbor. From East 19th Street. What? Yes, of course. Okay, Shalom. Oh, you can anytime. We go until like the 12 o'clock. But anytime, you know.
And you start at 9:30.
Well, yeah, 9:30, 9:40.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, wow. Right. You see that? Here's that. His wife's principal.
Oh, yes,
two wives. Okay, sure. Okay, so we have over here. So then this is the mamash on my face. 2 days later, I walk into Tarvadas. 2 days later, I'm not exaggerating. I walk and I have not seen this sefer for 10 years. 10 years. I remember even going to Eretz Yisrael about 15 years ago on the plane. I took this sefer with me and I was sitting next to a chassid, and he said, "What are you learning?" And he saw what I was learning, and he said, "Can I see it?" He took it away from me, and he was glued to the sefer the entire flight.
He never returned.
That's how good it was. No, he returned to me. Well, I have to say, 2 days later, I walk into Tarvei Das. I come, go to my seat, where I'm in my seat, and I sit down. On the shtender is the sefer with my name in it and all my underlines. Obviously, it was lying around somewhere in the basement or somewhere. It got lost somewhere in the lost and found. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I always check out the lost and found. And someone found it. They saw my name. They put it on my shtender. And it was, I'm shocking. Here I go and I say to him, "I want the sefer. I lost it." I should have asked him much better things, right? I should have asked for a shidduch, right?
I took that only
as a sign of like he must be as a holy person. So now he put out I didn't realize he put out a whole series on a very similar in style to the Torah Tamim. Everyone knows the Torah Tamima,
yeah.
From Rav Baruch Epstein. Everyone knows the Torah Tamim on Chumash. So he basically did the Torah Tamim was only on Chumash. Chamisha Chumashay Torah. Right. So he did the entire Nach Nevim Uksuvim. In the same style as the Torah Tamima, and he called it HaTorah HaTamima. Okay, HaTorah HaTamima. Okay, I'll tell you the story. Back to what we were saying. So we have,
there are a lot of same name.
Yeah, of course. I have no tainus, chas v'shalom. Mm-hmm. I was just bringing it to his. I'm just telling him. I'm a big brother is watching.
No, I just during the summer I went through a good part of Shem Agdoyle.
Yeah. Chidah. Yeah.
He's got svarim.
Oh, the chidah is infinite. The chidah svarim are encyclopedic.
What I'm saying is he has mereches svarim. There are certain svarim about a dozen with the same name.
Okay, in a chanami. Okay.
How many
Pacha Yitzchaks? Pacha two. There are two Pacha Yitzchaks.
No, there was.
One second.
Simcha once was talking to Chavon and mine. And we were talking, he says, "You know what? Today I finally got a sefer I've been wanting a long time."
The Pachad Yitzchak.
He says, "What Pachad
Yitzchak?" The Kadmain.
So, no. Better. He said, the other guy learns in Chaim. In Chaim Balloon. He says, "I could have gotten you all of them." So he said, "No, you're correct for the Pachad Yitzchak for learning."
I understand.
For learning. Not for just a collection.
I don't get it. Okay. I don't get it. Sorry. Gotta explain that to me. Okay, let's. It's back on. Okay, let's continue. Okay, there's a beautiful medrash. The medrash says, what does it mean over here that a person that's 2:3 loyv mehera yinotek, is able to be oymed keneged? It means tzitzis and tefillin. Every single day a person is confronted with the Yetzer Hara, trying to have him sin. If he surrounds himself, if he shelters himself with tefillin and with tzitzis and all that it remains, all that it represents, loy bimehe, then he is safe. And certainly, if he has the third, what's the third from Hilchos Chanukah? The mezuzah bebeisai. So all three, then, if a person is basically, he's sheltered. So according to the Medrash, it's a very beautiful idea. The person is to be sheltered from three sides. You're sheltered, you shelter your body with the tefillin, and you shelter your body also a more external with the talis, and you shelter yourself in an environment, in a home that has a mezuzah al pischoi, you're set to go. You're set to go. Loi b'mehera yinotake. You'll be able to be oimid kineged the ho'echad. The ho'echad here refers to the yetzer hara.
The first two are actually not it.
What?
Tzitzis. You have knots on the tzitzis, so that doesn't.
You have knots on the tzitzis, so.
It doesn't open either. And tefillin also
says
knotted.
It's knotted, okay, and the mezuzah?
Mezuzah is a little bit nailed.
The mezuzah, okay, it's attached to the door. It represents a shelter. Okay. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Let's moving right along. Pasuk Yud Gimel starts a new sugya. Okay, we have Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud, a whole new sugya, and there's a lot of different interesting things in these next couple of pasukim. Toiv Yelad Miskein V'Chacham V'Melech Zokeinu Chasil. Much better to be a child who is wise. Miskein means.
Oh, we're up to Pasuk Yud.
Okay, so Toiv Yelad Miskein V'Chacham. Now, miskein really is a hard word to translate. In the Mitzudos David, it says Oni Varosh. Okay, I'm sorry, I said Chacham. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
Oni Varosh, it means poor, poor. Toiv Yelad Miskein V'Chacham, a child who is, he quotes actually the source, V'Chachmas HaMiskein B'Zuya, the wisdom of the poor man is B'Zuya, but it's actually the Sharish. Okay. But it is better to be a Yelad, a child who is poor, but yet is V'Chacham, who is wise, Mimelech, better than a king who is, as Melech of course represents the opposite extreme in the social ladder compared to a Yeled, a Melech, who is Zaken, who is old, and even though old here is used in the positive sense. Zaken means Zesha Konechachma, he has a lot of experience, but he is corrupt. What's the corruption? He is Uchasil, he is. Okay. Uchasil and foolish, Asher lo yoda lihi zoher od, because the king who is old, even though he is a king, and even though he has experience, he is Zokain, but the fact that he's foolish causes him not to be able to be careful. Lihi zoher od, to further be careful in his conduct. Let's read one more pasuk. Kimi beis hosurim yotso limloch. Now, according to most of the commentators, we have to take the word hosurim and add an aleph, as if it says ho asurim, prison. Because this child, this yeled, that is miskin, that is poor, but he's chacham, he has succeeded in breaking out of prison. That's really what it means. Ki mibeis ha'asurim yotzo limloch, because he from his imprisonment, he has gone forth limloch. Ki gam b'malchuso nolad rosh, even though in his malchus, he was born poor. Now, what does all of that mean? Let's see the Mitzudos one thing at a time. Let's see in detail Pasuk Yud Gimel in the Mitzudos David. Toiv Yeled. Yoyser Toiv Odom Chacham Af Imhu Adain Yeled Ve'afhu Dalhu. Better to be a wise man, even if you're young. A person who's young does not have the experience. A person who's young does not have the respect of the Tzibur. But if you're wise, that compensates for everything. The hema sibol she'ein devod of nishmoim, being poor and being young, are causes for a person not to be respected. Kol kach, that much. Im kol zehu yoser tov, it's better may odom than a person kesil af im hu melech v'zokein bashanim. The hema sibol she'ein devod of nishmoim. Why? What's the reason? Asher lo yoda lihi zoher od. Soras hamikra, you have to read the words out of order. Asher od lo yodali hi zoer. Take the word od and put the translate the word od first. He no longer knows how to be careful. Verotzo laimar zehu ba'avur ki gam od zos bo, because he has a deficiency. This also, this quality is also present in the old melech. Asher lo yodali hizocher b'masav, he does not know how to be careful in his actions. Ki yechoshev atzmo lichacham, that's the biggest curse. When you think you are a chacham. Ki im hoya makir erkoi, v'hoya nishar, if you know your true value, lo hoya imkein hadover rakokach, it would not be so bad. So that is what how the Mitzudos translates the word od. The od is Ode asher lo yodali hizoher. He does not know how to be careful because he does not realize that he is a fool because he thinks he is a chacham. That is personal. One of the biggest smiles you see in people who you know your limitations. When you know your limitations and you can delegate other people to do things that you are deficient, that is a recipe for success. When you don't know your limitations, that is a cause for disaster, and that's exactly what the Mitzvah says here in this interpretation. Pasuk Yud Dalit, Ki mi beis chosurim ki ze hayelet hamiskein, because this yelet that is poor, molat atzma bichachmosa mi beis chosurim. If a person is a wise man, there's nothing that you cannot do. And the greatest feat of chokhmah. This is an incredible pasuk, according to an incredible insight into life. The greatest chachma is to break out of your limitations. Prison doesn't mean literally you're a prisoner. It means you're limited.
Limitations
are not only your taste on your life. No, that Hashem placed upon you. That
sometimes a person places limitations.
Okay, that there's a fool.
That's even worse.
That's what we're going to see. He's saying something very, very good. Keep that thought in mind because we're going to come to that in a few moments. If you put yourself in prison, you're saying something incredibly important, and that's what the Rishna says. How are we going from the Rishna? Okay, I'll just tell you the Dvar now. It'll jump ahead to bring out the point now. Let's just jump ahead for a moment. Okay, put the Mitzvah on the side for a moment. The Medrash is going to interpret the Melech Zokein V'Chasil as a reference to the, everyone knows, the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is always called the Zokein. Melech Zokein V'Chasil. He's Shoilet on the entire world, the Yetzirah, and he's Zokein. He's been around from Maisa Bereishis, but he's a Chasil. So it's a very tough question. Why is the Yetzer Hara a Kisil? Why is he a fool? He's a very clever. He gets people to do things they never in their wildest dreams would have imagined doing. Why is he called a Kisil? So the Rishna says the reason why he's a Kisil is because the Yetzer puts himself in prison. What do I mean he puts himself in prison? The Gemara says, when does a person get a Yetzer Toiv? When he's Bar Mitzvah. When does a person get a Yetzer Hara? Conception. Even before, in conception. When he's in the mother's womb. The womb is considered to be a place of a prison. Now this is more of a metaphor, a place of prison. The Yetzer Hara is willing to endanger himself, to limit himself, in order to entice a person to do a sin. That's foolish. We have a principle, Ein Adam Chote Veloy Loy. A person does not sin unless there's something in it for him. The Yetzirah's first existence is in a place of extreme limitation, of the womb. It symbolically means the Yetzirah is suicidal. He's willing to cause people to do averos even though he has nothing to gain from it. So over here we're dealing with the chacham. The chacham over here is the yeled miskein, is the child who is poor, and he was in prison. What is the an expression? Where do we see the chacham of the yeled miskein? The fact that he's able to break out of prison. Let's go back to the Mitzudos, Pasuk Yudalit, Ki Bebeis Hasurim, Ki Zei Hagil Al Miskein, Molad Asma Mi Abichach Masai. He is broken from with wisdom, Bichach Masai, Bebeis Hasurim, Ashahoya Kalu Shom, he was imprisoned, Vyotzel Limlech Bamedina, Vichasher, so even the Mitzudos here, this is Shaloi Kedarkai, he's jumping into Medrash. He's giving an example, Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was in the dungeon, Eishes Potiphar was in the dungeon. He was able from the dungeon to go be Yotzei v'Sholeit and rule the entire world. That goes to show the Chochmah of Yosef. Ki gam b'malchusun el adrash v'rotzol leimar, hogun hoyu Hagun Hayu Lemelucha, he was fit for Melucha. Kigam Amru Olav Hine, they said Hine Zeharosh Noilad Bimalchusai, Kalaimar, Rohui Hayu Lemelucha Ki Ilu Noilad Melech. A person who has the midos of Malchus, those midos are born with him. They're inborn. Even though he is young, and even though he is poor, and he's not respected, and he's in prison, the fact is that if a person already has those qualities do not need to be, either you got it or you don't. We see that many times in life with people who are successful, they're born with these talents. It's not necessarily something which they trained themselves to do. It was natural to them, even when he was in prison. The most extreme opposite in the social slaughter from a melech is a prisoner, is someone who is in the asurim. But yet, even this prisoner, we can tell, already has the qualities, the characteristics that are necessary to be successful as a melech. Gam b'malchuso noilad rosh, which we're going to translate, he was noilad, even when he was noilad rosh, even when he was born in a state of poverty, he already had the midos, the characteristics of malchus. That's how the Mitzvah explains that, those words. Okay, let's see Rashi. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Rashi right away jumps into the Medrash. The Yeled Miskein D'Chacham is the Yetzer Toiv. He's a Yeled, and he's poor. No one likes the Yetzer Toiv. Why is he called the Yeled She'ein Bo Adam Ad Yud Gimel Shana? It's relative. When does a person get the Yetzer Hora? When he is time of conception. When does a person first get the Yetzer Toiv? When he's 13 years old. So the Yetzer Hora has a 13 year and 9 month advantage. He's been around for 13 years, 9 months minus 40 days. What?
Head start.
He got a head start. So therefore he's a Zakein. So it goes to show here that what is called a Zakein, anyone who is 13 years and 9 months older than you, is called a Zakein. That's what it says here. That's its tight. Miskein She'ein Hoivarim Shem. Why is he called poor? Because the Yetzer Toiv, no one listens, he's poor in influence. All when the Yetzer Toiv wants to do something good, all of the organs, all of the limbs of the body say to the Yetzer Toiv, no. The Yetzer Toiv tells you, get up early in the morning, it's time to say Slichos, time to get up 5 o'clock in the morning. The body says, sorry, I want to sleep. She'ein choyvarim shoymim loy, k'moy l'yetzer hara, like the Yetzer, when the Yetzer hara says, come, delicious food to eat. The whole body goes running. Chacham, the Yetzer Hara is a Chacham. Shemaskil es Adam leder Chacham. The Yetzer Toiv is a Chacham. Why is it called a Chacham? Because Shemaskil es Adam lederach Toiv, because it enlightens a person to do good things. Is better mimelech zokein uchasil Yetzer Hara shu shalit al kol hoyvarim. Zokein is a zokein. Shemishosh noilad havlad, from the moment. Okay, you're right, Rabbi Kalish. You're right. It says noilad. It doesn't say from time of conception, which I don't know. I don't know if Rashi, you have to have meduik. This is shemishosh noilad havlad hu nosen bo lepesach chatos roivets. The moment the baby comes out of the womb, immediately the Yetzer Hara enters. What about Esav? Esav, when they pass the place of Avodah Zarah, the Esav was mifarcheses lotzeis. Oh, but there was no Yetzer Hara yet. The Yetzer Hara does not come until he was born. So how do you explain that? I don't know. It's a good kasha, right? Rashi over here says.
It's a bigger kasha in Yaakov.
Yaakov wanted to go to the Beis Medrash. He wanted to go.
No
Yetzer Tov. 13 years later.
To both places.
Esav went to both. He was
right. That's what the problem.
No, that's what she thought, that there was one.
No, that's not what it is. Because he ran to both places, Yaakov didn't run.
Okay, Uchasil, why is it called a Kasil? Okay, let's see. Okay, so why is it called a Kasil? Shemateu Miderech Ra, Shemateu Miderech Ra, the reason why the Yetzer Hara is called a Kasil is because it causes, we're giving him a title, he's really very wise. Okay, Alderech Pshat. The Yetzer Hara is really a very wise creature. The only reason why we call him a Kasil is because of what he does to the person. He gives the person bad advice. He causes the person shemat ehu b'derech ra. He causes him to go derech ra kach midrash b'medrash.
That's the job of the Yetzer Hara.
Okay, but it's a job. So he has a job to be a fool, a clown. He's a clown. His job is to cause people to sin. So we're calling him a kasil. That's his job. Even though technically he's very wise, his techniques, he's successful. His techniques are brilliant. But being that he causes people to do averos, we call him a kasil. Next, asher lo yodal hizar. Oh, what does that mean? Shrei hizkin ve'enay mekabel toychacha. The Yetzer Hara, once a person is rogil to do an avera, there's nothing holding a person back. There's nothing you can say to a person and say, listen, you gotta stop doing averas. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can't, it's a very interesting translation of the word lihizoher od. You can't give a person musar. That means you reach that state of li ein yed alizot. Okay, pasuk yedal kimi beis hasurim yotzol limloich mimakim had. Now here is where he says, where exactly did the yetzer hara come from? Mimakim had tinoifes v'sirchon kide mitargeminon vayivash v'sorei. He became disgusting and he turned away. Now that basically, now what is it? What is it? What does Rashi mean? It means that that's where. I don't really know what the Rashi means. Min makom hatinoifes v'sirchein, a place of disgust, a filth.
From the womb.
Maybe it's tipa serucha.
The tipa serucha. Yeah. But we just said the Yetzar first comes when he's born.
Yeah,
when the Yetzar comes,
from, he came out
together from together. So you're saying the Yetzar is rooted in the tipa serucha. That's where the Yetzar is rooted.
Where the female.
What?
Yeah.
Or the female, the womb.
The female part of the body.
The womb, that's where it's rooted. Now, but again, that appears to be a contradiction, because we just said 1 moment ago that the Yetzer first comes into the person
that's
when he's born.
Right.
When it's born.
Right, when it comes out.
When it comes out.
Location.
So he comes out
from
together.
The Pesach
HaTasrevis, he's waiting on the outside, it says. He's waiting on the outside.
At the door.
All right, so we'll loosely interpret this to mean that means that the Yetzer, since we'll be consistent in Rashi, Rashi says that we're dealing here exclusively with the Yetzer Hara, and now when the Pasuk throws in this concept of prison, what is the prison? The womb is the prison. In fact, there are psukim, matir asurim bikoy sharas. Hashem frees prisoners with joy. Bikoy sharas, lashon of shira. So the womb is a prison. A person in the womb, a fetus in the womb, is considered to be imprisoned. Okay, so that's how he teaches it. Okay, kigam b'malchuso mishamolach ba'adam nidlat harosh hamiskein. Kigam b'malchuso mishamolach ba'adam. After the Yetzer Hara ruled in man, noilat harosh hamiskein hatoiv mimenu ubo mitach tahara. The Yetzer Tov comes to a person first when he's bar mitzvah, when he's clean, when he begins to do mitzvahs. A baby has no obligation to do mitzvahs, but when a person becomes bar mitzvah, then he's chayv in mitzvahs. He wears tefillin, does all the mitzvahs. So it's a moment in time of kedusha utahara, and that is when the Yetzer Tov enters. So look at the contrast. The Yetzer Hara comes to a person when he's born, when he's full of filth from the tipa serucha inside the rechem of the woman, and the Yetzer Tov comes to a person at the time when he's chayiv in mitzvahs. Period. Okay, so this is the pshat of the pasuk, the first pshat of the pasuk according to the parish of Rashi. Second pshat, davar acher. Tov yele biskim v'goymer kimashmoi. Asher lo yodal yizor od, shekvar hiskim berisha uches silusoi. We're dealing, like he said, like the mitzudos. We're dealing over here with just not discussing any medrash. We're dealing with a prisoner. If you have a child who's poor in a jail, in a prison, who is wise, he is better than the king, the old king who is a fool. Ki bibeis ha'asurim yatsam limloch, ki hagel ha'miskain soifa shiyam rolov shiyatsam limloch mitoich oinyai. Because ultimately, he'll grow up, this little child, and he'll become successful. He'll be a self-made man. There's no greater praise to a person than saying about him he's a self-made man. When he base asurav, and he has become a king through his poverty. Umibes asurav, even though he originally came from a place of prison, place of imprisonment, of limitation. Now Rashi goes into some diktuk, and he says, don't get confused, that the word over here, the word umibes hosurim, is equivalent to the word hoasurim. And when we add an aleph into the word, everyone knows it means a prison. The samach is nokud rafui. There is no mibes. It's a soft. Now, what can make it hard? You don't put a dar in the samach. Beged kesef. There's no dar in the samach. Vahareyu kmo ho asurim. Perholi. Whatever that means. It's as if it says ho. Asurim, kimo lo yohel sham aravi tent. There, there's also a missing aleph in aravi.
No,
does not
be that Rashi had a girsa hasurim instead of
hasurim.
And if it would be hasurim, it would be a dogish in the samach.
Just the opposite. The komatz makes it. The komatz really makes
it. Dogish.
Komatz makes a dogish. It's a tenua gedola. A komatz is a tenua gedola, especially here where there's a nesek. There's a nesek underneath the hay. So the hay is a komatz, is a tenua gedola. After tenua gedola, there would normally be a shva no. So in shva no would always have a dogish. Now we have here a samach. Okay, I really don't know. I don't know. Let's leave this out. Kamo lo yohel shamarovi, kamo lo yehal. So same way yohel there means a tent, and there we're missing in that pasuk, we're missing over the aleph. Same thing. Shkim vatsinu biyosef shnau. Oh, so now Rashi, even though he said kemashmoi, he gives an example. Who are we referring to? Yosef hatzadik. Shyosef hashemolach mitoch yitzias space cho asurim. And then he gives another example. David Hamelech. David Hamelech was considered to be illegitimate. Everyone thought David Hamelech was a mamzer. Everyone thought that David Hamelech. Everyone remember the ma'aser we had. The ma'aser we had with David Hamelech when Yishai. Let's review the ma'aser very quickly. What happened with Yishai? Yishai thought that it says Nebelo Yovei Amoni Umaavi Bekahal Hashem. So Yishai was already convinced that he's finished, that he's not going to be accepted. So he wanted to be able to Yovei Bekahal Hashem. He wanted to have a zera children that would be legitimate. So what did he do? He devised the plan. He took his Shifcha Kenanis, and he told the Shifcha Kenanis, "I'm going to free you. And then I'm going to live with you, and you're going to become pregnant." And the halacha is that if an Amoini or a Moavi lives with a Shifcha Kenanis, lives with a Shifcha Kenanis, she's still a Shifcha Kenanis,
yeah, then
the child then has the status of the mother, will be an Eved, and then when you free the Eved is Mutu Lovai Bikal, like a Ger. The Eved then becomes a Ger. So then it comes as a brilliant. Then the girl will be able to marry into Klal Yisrael. So let's review what happened.
No, but in a case like this,
yeah,
does he also get the yichus of the father?
No, he does not.
I mean,
No. He does not get the yichus of the father. Yishai wanted to somehow have a chelik that his zera, his blood, his basar v'dam should somehow be able to enter into Klal Yisrael without any question whatsoever. So what about he had seven children? What's the problem with the seven children? People were murmuring that his seven children are illegitimate because you come from Rus Hamoavia. Rus Hamoavia lo yavoi amoni umavi bikal Hashem. So he had a plan. The plan was he'll live with a Shifcha Kenanis. If an Amoini or a Moavi lives with a Shifcha Kenanis, What status does the child have? The child follows the mother, is an evet, is a slave. Then if you free the slave basically has the same status as a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is allowed to marry a kohen or a levi. I mean, I'm a Levi or a Yisrael. A Levi or a Yisrael. Not a Kohen. A Levi or a Yisrael. And then maybe the next generation you can marry even a Kohen also. A Levi
Yisrael. It only helps for the future kids because it doesn't go retroactive.
No, of right, exactly. But what were his options? That's right. It's not going to help. He's not going to help his past children. But Yishai wanted that he should be preserved in Klal Yisrael.
He wanted another kid.
Another kid. So this was the plan. And what did she do? This Shifcha was very close with his wife, with Yishai's wife, and she told Yishai's wife what's going to happen that night. And she told her, "I have cold feet. I don't want to do this. So you go in my place."
Right.
So Yishai's wife went that night to his tent in place of the Shifcha Kenanis. Yishai did not know who was in the tent. He thought that the Shifcha was in the bed, but really it was his own wife. And then what happened? She got pregnant. So Yishai said, "You, my wife, are pregnant? I did not live with you in recent time. How could it possibly be that you got pregnant? You, my only one that I lived with was with my Shifcha, not with you. And she's not pregnant, so how did you get pregnant? It must be you were mizane. You were unfaithful. Get out of my house. Get out of my house. Child was born, and what's the child? Yishai's wife was an Eshes Ish, and she had relations with the man that was seemingly that was not her husband. So the child is a mamzer. Who was the child? The child was David. So David was considered a mamzer. He sent him out into the field. They actually sent him out to very dangerous pasture grounds where it was known there were lions and wolves and dangerous predators. And he was hoping very, very much that David would be killed in the field. So David was a nothing, which they were actively trying to knock off. And what happened? Shmuel Hanavi arrives and he says that I'm here to appoint one of your children as a melech. He lines up the seven children.
Nope,
none of the above. Do you have any other children? So after an investigation, they told him, well, there's the mamzer. There's the mamzer. Bring the mamzer. Bring the mamzer, if he's still alive. If the wolf didn't get to him by now, bring the mamzer. And they brought him. And they said, he's the melech. And then it was revealed, Yishai's wife came forward, and the Shivcha came forward and revealed what exactly happened. So here you have a person, it's exactly what Rashi says, David was Noilad, was a Yeled, he was the youngest of all of the children, he was the eighth child, he was the Miskan, he was poor. Poor in reputation. What worse can it be than to be called a mamzer? Not to be accepted into any good school. And they threw him to the wolves. Literally, they threw him to the wolves. He was noilad yeled, miskein, but he was a chacham. He was a chacham, and ezeh chacham haroye es noilad, a prophet. He was a prophet, David. And that's what the Chain David, ani lekachticha min hanoveh, me'achar hatzon. Hashem says to David, I took you from the nove, from the abode, meaning from the pasture land, me'achar hatzon, from behind the sheep. You were pasturing the sheep, not with your brothers, because they sent you out to dangerous pasture lands to kill you. Okay, so we have over here, let's the next words of Rashi, ki gam malchus nolad rosh, ki kosher v'hogun hu, sheyimloich, ki gam malchus, he's fit to be king. Why is he fit too? So Rashi is something very fascinating. This is an amazing interpretation of Rashi. How does he conduct himself in his malchus? With humility. Even when he's a melech, he doesn't behave like a melech. This sometimes can be a maila. He makes himself like a nobody. This was David was famous for this. That when he went to the Beis Medrash, he sat on the floor like all the other Talmidim. When he was the king, a king has a halacha. Soim tosim olecha melech. This covered hamalchus. But when it came to the study of Torah, he had a seder. Every day he learned in Kollel, David HaMelech. David HaMelech came, he sat like one of the Talmidim, like a regular humble person. That's tremendous smile. V'chein v'ayor pera odom yulad, sheyehapoich v'yishtane loy mimasho hoye ka'ayor pera v'yase odom. Another idea, another pasuk that he another transformation. This goes back to the beginning of the pasuk that even if you have an ayor is a wild
donkey.
A wild donkey. A pair is a donkey, an ayur is a donkey, a pair is a wild. A wild donkey. Adam yulad. What does this pasuk mean? You have to eat a lot of words into the pasuk. Sheyhapech v'yishtane lo mimasho hoya ki ayur pera v'yase adam. A person has to transform himself from a nothing, from a wild donkey, into a dignified human being. Noilad. Nase v'loshon hu hoive. It's the present tense. Okay, so what do we have so far? According to Rashi, Rashi says three ideas. Number one, he says the main two psukim are describing what? The Yetzer Toiv versus the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Toiv is the Yeled. He's a Yeled because he comes 13 years later. He is miskin, he's poor. Why is he poor? He has very little influence. The body, the physical body, does not want to listen to the Yetzer Toiv. He is Yeled miskin, but he's a Chacham. Why is he a Chacham? He's giving you good advice. He's telling you to do things to earn in the Chelek Nelam Haba. Who's who this in contrast to? The Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is a Zokain. He's been around already for 13 years, 13 year head start. He's not receptive to Toichacha. And he is a Kasil. Why is he a Kasil? Because he's influencing you to do evil things. And then Pasuk Yudala talks about Mibes Hasurim is the Yetzer. According to there's a major difference between the parish of the Mitzudos and the parish of Rashi. When it says in Pasuk Yudal Kimibes Hosurim Yotzel Limloich, who are we referring to? Major Nafkamina. According to the Mitzudos, we're referring to the Yeled. Back in Pasuk Yudgimel, we have two different people, two different nouns. We have the Yeled Miskein V'Chacham. That's number one. Number two is the Melech Zokeinu Kasil. Pasuk Yudalit, ki mi beis hosurim yotzel limloch. Is that going back on the Yeled, or is it going back on the Melech? According to the Mitzudos, and according to Rashi's second interpretation, it's going back on the Yeled. The Yeled, even though the Yeled, he has very little power, but the Chochmah of the Yeled was, he was there to break out of his limitations. According to Rashi, we're going on the Melech. The Melech is a good for nothing, is a fashtunken thing, because the Melech stinks. Why does he stink? Look where he came from. He came from the base, awesome. Not like today. Baruch Hashem, today in America, the prisons, I shouldn't say, I don't know Baruch Hashem, I never want to know. But they say that they take care of people to some degree, relatively speaking, compared to what was in ancient times. In ancient times, the Beis HaAsurim was filth, poison, torture. It was a torture chamber. So it says that the Melech is a filthy, it comes from a sharish of filth. In his Malchus, he was born Rosh, he was born, according to Rashi, he was born in a state of poverty. The Yetzer Hara. Because of the filth of where he came from, in contrast to the Yetzer Toiv, which came out of the time of Tyre. And then Rashi gave us two second interpretation. We're dealing with Yosef HaTzadik and David HaMelech. They were both started out as the Yeled Miskein, but Chacham, and that's why they succeeded. They were self-made men, self-made people. And then Rashi's third point he makes is, when it says Gegam Malchuso Nolad Rosh, is that that's a Maila, that even in their Malchus, David, Rashi, the Mitzudas did not say this. The Mitzudas said Gegam Malchuso Nolad Rosh, that a person who is fit for Malchus already possesses the Midos. Gegam Malchuso means the character, the trait of Godless. the character of Malchus, even that was in him when he was Noila, when he was born Rosh. I know they say this, I can't tell you, Biloshnar, they say about a certain person today who's very dignified. They say when he was 3 years old, he was already also bossing people around. He was also talking with the same gaiva when he was a child. What?
He started early.
It's in his blood. It's in his blood to be Srara, Malchus. Okay. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi in this interpretation says it's a maila. He gam be malchus. So even when you reach a stature of greatness, you have to be able to be humble. You have to also be noilad rosh. You have to humble yourself. Okay, the Targum is going to have a whole new interpretation of the pasuk, which we have to leave for tomorrow. Stop over here.